American Language Course, Book 19, Tape 3D. Hello. Open your booklets to Tape 3D. Look at Figure 1. You will hear a paragraph three times. The first time, listen to it only. The second time, write the words in the blanks. And the third time, check your answers. Listen.
Good military leaders all over the world have many qualities in common. First of all, good leaders know how to communicate. It is very important for good leaders to exchange information with their superiors and subordinates. It is this ability that helps them to succeed in developing good soldiers. Next, good leaders have the capabilities necessary to accomplish their jobs. They have prepared well for their missions. So when problems occur, as they routinely do, good leaders assume responsibility for them and find ways to solve them. Good leaders adjust to difficult situations with self-confidence, knowing that they have the necessary skills to be successful. With a long list of past accomplishments, many good leaders know they can trust their abilities.
Now listen to the paragraph again. This time, write the missing words.
Good military leaders all over the world have many qualities in common. First of all, good leaders know how to communicate. It is very important for good leaders to exchange information with their superiors and subordinates. It is this ability that helps them to succeed in developing good soldiers. Next, good leaders have the capabilities necessary to accomplish their jobs. They have prepared well for their missions. So when problems occur, as they routinely do, good leaders assume responsibility for them and find ways to solve them. Good leaders adjust to difficult situations with self-confidence, knowing that they have the necessary skills to be successful. With a long list of past accomplishments, many good leaders know they can trust their abilities.
Listen to the paragraph one more time. This time, complete any words you might have left blank, and check your words.
Good military leaders all over the world have many qualities in common. First of all, good leaders know how to communicate. It is very important for good leaders to exchange information with their superiors and subordinates. It is this ability that helps them to succeed in developing good soldiers. Next, good leaders have the capabilities necessary to accomplish their jobs. They have prepared well for their missions. So, when problems occur, as they routinely do, good leaders assume responsibility for them and find ways to solve them. Good leaders adjust to difficult situations with self-confidence, knowing that they have the necessary skills to be successful. With a long list of past accomplishments, many good leaders know they can trust their abilities.
Let's check your spelling. Number one is communicate. C-O-M-M-U-N-I-C-A-T-E. Number two is succeed. S-U-C-C-E-E-D. Number three is developing. D-E-V-E-L-O-P-I-N-G. Number four is capabilities. C-A-P-A-B-I-L-I-T-I-E-S. Number five is accomplish. A-C-C-O-M-P-L-I-S-H. Number six is missions. M-I-S-S-I-O-N-S. Number seven is routinely. R-O-U-T-I-N-E-L-Y. Number eight is assume responsibility. A-S-S-U-M-E, assume. R-E-S-P-O-N-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y. Responsibility. Number nine is adjust to. A-D-J-U-S-T, adjust. T-O, two. Number ten is self-confidence. S-E-L-F hyphen C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-C-E. Number 11 is skills, S-K-I-L-L-S. Number 12 is accomplishments, A-C-C-O-M-P-L-I-S-H-M-E-N-T-S. Go to figure two. Look at number one. Listen to the dialogue.
Did you object to the methods they told you to use in the program?
No, I didn't object.
I did, because I didn't like the routine, and I didn't agree with the methods.
I felt the routine was sensible, and the methods were not too bad, really.
Listen to the dialogue again.
Did you object to the methods they told you to use in the program?
No, I didn't object.
I did, because I didn't like the routine, and I didn't agree with the methods.
I felt the routine was sensible, and the methods were not too bad, really.
Now you take the second part. I'll say the first part, you say the second. Did you object to the methods they told you to use in the program?
Repeat. No, I didn't object.
I did, because I didn't like the routine, and I didn't agree with the methods.
Repeat. I felt the routine was sensible. and the methods were not too bad, really. Listen to the second dialogue.
Do you have sufficient time to develop a technique of your own in this area?
Yes, I think I can.
Then I'll depend on you to get it done.
Thanks for your confidence. I'll do my best.
Listen to the dialogue again.
Do you have sufficient time to develop a technique of your own in this area?
Yes, I think I can.
Then I'll depend on you to get it done.
Thanks for your confidence. I'll do my best.
Now, you take the second part. I'll say the first part. You say the second. Do you have sufficient time to develop a technique of your own in this area?
Repeat. Yes, I think I can.
Then I'll depend on you to get it done.
Repeat. Thanks for your confidence. I'll do my best. Listen to dialogue number 3.
What did Herb need to adjust to the changes?
He just needed a little guidance.
Were you able to guide him in the right direction?
I think so. I think I communicated the necessity of the changes.
Listen to the dialogue again.
What did Herb need to adjust to the changes?
He just needed a little guidance.
Were you able to guide him in the right direction?
I think so. I think I communicated the necessity of the changes.
Now, you take the second part. I'll say the first part. You say the second. What did Herb need to adjust to the changes?
Repeat. He just needed a little guidance.
Were you able to guide him in the right direction?
Repeat. I think so. I think I communicated the necessity of the changes. Look at figure 3. Read the graphs. Now, write the answers to the questions about the graphs. Number 1. Which country has the larger amount of manufacturing? Number 2. Which country has the larger amount of agriculture? Number 3. In which country are occupations in trade and commerce larger? Number 4. In what area is the largest amount of occupations in both countries? Let's check your answers. Number 1, which country has the larger amount of manufacturing, is the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom has the larger amount of manufacturing. Number 2, which country has the larger amount of agriculture, is the United States. The United States has the larger amount of agriculture. Number 3, in which country are occupations in trade and commerce larger, is the United States. The occupations of trade and commerce are larger in the United States. Number 4, in what area is the largest amount of occupations in both countries, is in service and others. The largest amount of occupations is in the areas of service and others in both countries. Look at Figure 4. Listen to some information about vocabularies and complete the outline using complete sentences. Listen.
Your vocabulary is the group of words you can use correctly. Usually, people have three different vocabularies: a listening vocabulary, a writing vocabulary, and a speaking vocabulary. For most people, the listening vocabulary is the largest. They can understand the meaning of many words that they hear, but they do not use all of them when speaking or writing. The vocabulary they use when they write is usually more formal than their everyday speech. Their writing vocabulary consist of more difficult or unusual words than their speaking vocabulary. People's speaking vocabulary increases as they grow older. It is also a good indication of a person's education. Everyone can increase his vocabulary. There are 5 steps to use. First, select a word that you do not know from a book. Then, use a dictionary to learn to spell the word correctly. Learn to pronounce it correctly and learn all of its meanings. Finally, use the word in conversations, which show the differences in meaning. This word will soon become a part of your vocabulary, and you can start learning a new one.
Listen to the paragraphs again.
Your vocabulary is the group of words you can use correctly. Usually, people have 3 different vocabularies: a listening vocabulary, a writing vocabulary, and a speaking vocabulary. For most people, the listening vocabulary is the largest. They can understand the meaning of many words that they hear, but they do not use all of them when speaking or writing. The vocabulary they use when they write is usually more formal than their everyday speech. Their writing vocabulary consists of more difficult or unusual words than their speaking vocabulary. People's speaking vocabulary increases as they grow older. It is also a good indication of a person's education. Everyone can increase his vocabulary. There are 5 steps to use. First, select a word that you do not know from a book. Then, use a dictionary to learn to spell the word correctly. Learn to pronounce it correctly and learn all of its meanings. Finally, use the word in conversations which show the differences in meaning. This word will soon become a part of your vocabulary and you can start learning a new one.
Now you'll have time to complete the outline in Figure 4. When you have completed it, look at the answer page for this tape and check your outline. Now look at Figure 5. Listen to a briefing and select the main idea.
Good morning. I'm Sergeant Johnston. I'm here to brief you on the mission and philosophy of the NCO Academy. The Academy mission is to prepare selected non-commissioned officers for positions of greater responsibility by broadening their leadership and managerial capabilities and by expanding their perspective of the military profession. At the NCO Academy, the emphasis is on academics, and we will expect you to meet high academic standards. We expect the best from you and your personal involvement to the greatest extent possible. You will also be expected to conduct yourself with a high level of maturity. We will confront you with real-world problems so that you will be able to provide increased support to your commander. As beneficial as it may be, we will not be content with you returning to your duty station with just a briefcase full of information. We will give you opportunities to share your talents, similarities, and differences through our seminar approach to teaching. It provides an invaluable face-to-face interchange of ideas, experiences, and opinions with other students. We feel that this approach is the most practical way to increase awareness, appreciation, and understanding of mutual concerns, issues, and problems.
Circle your answer. The main idea is letter C. The mission is to prepare selected non-commissioned officers for leadership. This is the end of tape 3D, book 19.